The UN Assistant Secretary General for Peacebuilding Support, Judy Cheng Hopkins, met a number of senior government officials, including Prime Minister Abdi Welli Sheikh Ahmed. Cheng Hopkins said the discussions with the Prime Minister, which focused on the road ahead for Somalia, were fruitful.
Which seems very, very promising. So we discussed everything from the constitutional reform to the new federalism to what we do in so-called Shabab-cleared areas to how we can deal with the youth, how can we deal with women groups, and generally how we can have a reconciliation and outreach with the local communities that may have felt a little bit left out through the decades in this new day ahead, in this new future for Somalia.
The new future for Somalia is encapsulated in what is called Vision 2016, a framework for action launched in September last year. Somali Prime Minister Abdi Welli Sheikh Ahmed.
Major things we discussed include reconciliation processes, moving Vision 2016 forward, which we are already engaging in, and the stabilization of the liberated areas. We have discussed both the opportunities and the challenges that lie ahead, and we focused on how we make best out of the opportunities and address the challenges that we are facing. We are very pleased with the support we are getting from the United Nations.
The Prime Minister announced that Cheng Hopkins made another pledge of more and broader support for the ongoing development process in Somalia. The head of the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia, AMISOM, Ambassador Nicholas Kay, is advocating for continued international support to Somalia.
I'm very pleased that we are funding the progress Somalia is making. Somalia is making progress, security is making progress, the economy is making progress, and politically the country is making progress. The United Nations is supporting that, and in this visit we shall be making sure people, Somali people, in the newly recovered areas now have a better government, better lives, better economy, and better jobs.
In 2006, the United Nations set up the Peacebuilding Fund for Somalia, following a request from the General Assembly and Security Council to support the country's peacebuilding efforts. In March this year, Ambassador Nicholas Kay announced the allocation of $3 million from the fund to support the stabilization efforts in the newly recovered areas in south-central Somalia. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.